As Australia sets aside more money to pay for the processing of asylum seekers, the Australian Federal Police and the Indonesian National Police say they've caught up with a notorious people smuggler. Javed Mahmud Butt, also known as Hassan Bilu, is an alleged people smuggler wanted in connection with an asylum seeker boat which sank last year with an estimated 90 people on board. In Australia, both sides of politics are promising to solve the problem by smashing the people smuggling business model. But the United Nations Office on Drugs and Crime believes Australia won't be able to completely stop the boats. From Canberra, James Glenday reports.
Most asylum seekers pay people smugglers between $7,000 and $20,000 to get to Australia, and about 25,000 have arrived in the past year and a half.
It's very big business. I mean, if you would calculate this by an average of $14,000, you'll come up with a quite high amount.
About $350 million, in fact. Sebastian Baumeister from the United Nations Office on Drugs and Crime says people smuggling in the region is a high-profit, low-risk business that's adapted easily to recent changes in government policy.
I don't believe so that you can fully stop maritime boat arrivals coming from Indonesia to Australia. The challenge is to get the organisers, but the organisers are certainly in the countries of origin and transit, and it's very difficult to get hold of them.
He says the people smuggling business model will be very difficult to break, but it's a goal both sides of federal politics are committed to.
If I were a politician in Australia, my main focus would be on managing expectations.
Dr. Khalid Kosser from the Geneva Centre for Security Policy says people smuggling is a diverse business. A number of smugglers are part of organised crime networks. Others set up small family operations, while some are humanitarians who just want to get people to safety.
And I think we have to recognise that irregular migration and, in your case, boat arrivals will continue at some number. You might be able to manage the numbers, you might be able to reduce the numbers, but they will continue. And I think politicians should be honest about and admit it.
The United Nations Office on Drugs and Crime says the resumption of offshore processing last August, the upcoming federal election, and impending withdrawal of troops from Afghanistan may have created a rush which has led to the recent big increases in boat arrivals, but it's difficult to be sure.
There's few topics on which so much is written without knowing anything.
Professor Andreas Schlernhardt from the Migrant Smuggling Working Group at the University of Queensland says government departments need to release much more information about what they're doing to disrupt people smugglers.
We know a lot less about the problem than we did 10, 15 years ago. The sort of big headlines and snazzy slogans that politicians come up are not very helpful in this.
Improving quality of life in source countries such as Afghanistan and Iran is considered the best long-term way of stopping people smuggling. But in the meantime, Kaz Coleman from the Minister's Council on Asylum Seekers in Detention says Australians have to face up to some difficult decisions.
I think we do need to think seriously about whether we need to accept there will be a higher rate of arrival into Australia. How much can we manage that well? And also, how do we receive them appropriately when they do get here?
Curly questions for whoever wins September's election.
James Glenday.